There are rules you follow, rules you bend, and ironclad rules you never break. This ought to be one of them. Do not touch. Hell, it's the golden rule of my job. Don't get too close, don't compromise your client, and definitely don't fall in love. My father taught me the value of rules, instilled them in me from his years in the military. Protect, serve, obey. That's what I've done, first for my country, now for my business. A business I'm damn proud of. A business that counts many employees, men and women whose jobs I'm responsible for, whose bills I help pay by being a professional. Ivy is my job. She's not my pleasure. She's not my woman. This can't be personal. I need to remember that. Except looking out for Ivy has always felt personal from day one. From the second I heard the story of her stalker, all I could think was, not on my watch. No way would I let a stalker through. Never. It was personal, the need to protect her. And it was personal as soon as I laid eyes on her. It wasn't simply instant attraction with Ivy. It was that and more, an instant instinct, a need to keep her safe.
I stretch my arms out wide. I am the definition of chill. Nothing gets to me, I say, though that's not true. Not making music is the one thing that always bothers me. Struggling with creativity hurts my soul. But I've turned a corner, and I'm nearly done with my next album, which is why Ivy's question intrigues me.
So what do you think, Stone? Because I'd like to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I whistle, then smack Callum.
No wonder you're hot for her, Cal. She just lays it on the line.
Stone, he grumbles. Really? I scoff, toss back some more scotch, then set down the glass. As if she doesn't know. I sit up straight and meet the blonde beauty's gaze. Ivy, you can tell, can't you?
Tell what?
Her question is ever so innocent. I turn to Callum, shaking my head.
You should just kiss her. It'd make everything easier.
He scrubs a hand over the back of his neck. Why did I invite you over here? I cross my arms, egging him on. Yes, why did you? I believe it was to convince you to say yes to a show here, he says. His tone serious now as he leans forward, elbows on the table. Ivy has something fantastic planned for the Extravagance reboot, and when she mentioned you're the musician she wants most to kick it off, I said I'd do everything I could to get you to say yes. Since he's being earnest, I zoom in on the details. I'm listening, and zero in on the woman of the hour.
Truth be told, I'll gladly take a few moments with him any way I can. Stolen, even though they're in public. But I'll take what I can get. A year of longing for one man can do that to a woman. Can make you hungry for the slightest morsel of more. I give him a smile. I hear the water is incredible at Speakeasy, I say as we walk toward the new bar. So are all the cocktails. Not only are they delish, but they're also beautiful to gaze at.
That's the theme of this place, after all. Beautiful,
he says. And for a second, I swear he says, like you. But that's my fantasies taking the wheel. Those are just wishes and wants. Callum wouldn't do that. Callum wouldn't say that. His eyes might roam over me all day long, but that can easily be excused as him doing his job. I can't let myself imagine that the man I crave is wishing and wanting the same thing, too. At the bar, a quick scan of the vintage-style menu has my head spinning. Everything looks tasty, but I'm tired of thinking. With a sigh, I place a hand on his arm. Will you order for me? I don't want to have to think. Then we'll chat. I want to know what you think of everything. You know I value your opinion, and I trust you to give it to me honestly.